Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Sunday, May 28th, 2023. So, on this Memorial Day Eve, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did it continue to be memorable?
I guess so.
Good. What did you think of it?
Well, I had to do it very quickly because I hadn't done it. So I just finished it.
Ah, hot off the
so
presses.
I can't really tell you how I thought about it because I just...
You haven't thought about it.
I rushed through it.
Okay.
So actually, I took about as long as I usually do, 59, 52.
Wow.
So about an hour. And it was okay.
Okay. Oh. It took me almost 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I started doing it last night and just sort of ran out of energy. I found it to be very hard in places. There were just a lot of the clues just did not work for me. And the theme, why don't you talk about the theme?
Well, like I said, I have just sort of raced through it.
But, okay.
But I will try to do my best to talk about the theme. It appeared that the theme was called U-Haul. And the theme revolved around four pairs of clues that were right next to each other, horizontally across. And apparently what the U was referring to was that the first clue, or one of the clues, would give up the U and give it to the other one. And the two answered the clue, but they actually fit together better with a common phrase if you took one word from one of the clues and one word from another. For example, 24 and 26 across. 24 across was enjoy a lazy boy recliner. And 26 across was head exec. And so you knew that those were going to be kind of punny answers because they had question marks at the end of them. 24 across, enjoy a lazy boy recliner was leisure sit. And then 26 across, head exec was suit up front. And so essentially, they stole the U out of the first clue, which commonly you would say leisure suit, which was fashion back in the 70s. And they took the U out of suit to make it leisure sit. And they put it in the sit up front. They put it in the sit there and it became suit up front, which was the answer to head exec, the suit up front. So that was the clue, or that was the theme.
Yeah, I'm going to need a second example.
I will do another one. Okay. 46 and 49 across. 46 was, my luggage has gone missing. And the answer was, it's a lost case. Not it's a lost cause, it's a lost case. So they took the U out of cause there and made it case. And they stuck it into 49 across, germs from daycare. And the answer to that was cold cause, not cold case, but they stuck the U in case and made it cold cause. And the revealer clue was 70 across, which was request for one-on-one time in the Bachelor TV franchise or a phonetic hint to four pairs of answers in this puzzle. And that ran the length of the puzzle, and the answer was, can I steal you for a second? You being Y-O-U.
Sure.
So so they sort of like stole the U from the first one and stuck it into the second one so that both of them would be correct. But if they had left the U where it would traditionally be, you would get two common phrases. I'll do another one. 90 across and 92 across. 90 across, things to avoid when baking desserts, and that was cake don'ts, not cake donuts, cake don'ts. So they've taken the U out of donuts, and they've stuck it into the next one, which was sadness at the last Boston cream being taken, and that was donut despair, not don't despair. They've added a U in there, and it's become donut despair. And I might as well do the last one. 116 and 119 across. 116, my garden waterer that's seen better days. And the answer was this old hose, not this old house, this old hose, because they took the U out. And then they put it in the next one, which was shopping destination for your underwear needs. And rather than that saying panty hose, it was panty house, a house that sells panties. So anyway, that was the theme.
Right.
Got it now?
No, not at all. I'll have
just to know that they took the U where you think it would typically be in the first one to make a common phrase, and they stuck it in the second one.
But like, for instance, leisure sit is not the answer to enjoy a lazy boy recliner.
Sure it is. You leisure sit.
Leisure sit?
Well, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but yes, you sit at leisure, so it's a leisure sit.
Okay.
You know, you're reclining at leisure, so leisure sit.
I think the second one, it's a lost case. That makes sense. My luggage has gone missing. It's a lost case. That one I follow. Leisure sit, just that one just didn't work for me. Uh-oh. And that was the first one up. And then, is there such a thing as a cake?
Cake don'ts, you know, just like your a list of do's and don'ts. So it was cake don'ts. These are things you shouldn't do when you make a cake.
Uh-huh. Okay. This obviously, the constructors and I are simply not on the same wavelength.
Apparently not.
And that's probably how you were able to do it in under an hour.
Maybe.
And I was able to do it in under two.
Uh-huh. I just knew I had to move. I mean, the words that the U was moving from are the same, you know, the same letters, sit and suit. You know, you put the U in.
Right. Cause and case, hose and house.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they were the same letters. You just took the U out of one and put it in the other. So you're really switching words. So.
Right. All right. Well, let's just assume that I'll never understand this crossword. Uh-huh. I started doing it last night and just ran out of energy about maybe two thirds of the way there, and that's probably how I spent and was able to get up to a total of 2 hours, because I think I started looking at it this morning and probably in about 15 minutes got it figured out. But it was just like, I should just know. Listeners, this is advice for you as well when you're working in a crossword. If you're exhausted, don't stop. Go do something else. If you were like exhausted, you wouldn't go on a long distance run. If you're exhausted, don't try and solve a crossword. And I say that mainly for myself because I always forget it.
You're just so anxious to do it.
Well, I'm just that's worried that I'm going to need the entire day, the next day to do it.
No, that's my problem. You know, it's like, oh, I'll just do this in the morning. But it's like, no, I want to start it. And then when I start it, then I'm like, oh, I'll just do a little more.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I want to finish it. So.
But there were a number of clues here that really were sort of a major challenge. Starting with five across, blank cola. Peruvian beverage partly owned by Coca-Cola, and that was Inca Cola.
Yeah.
That was cute.
It was.
And I presume they sort of tested that on focus groups to make sure it wasn't offensive before they did it.
Inca Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't have a clue on that one.
That A of Inca was part of Gladys Knight and Nora Jones for two, and I was thinking, well, it's got to be Pips.
No.
But it turned out to be Altos.
Gladys Knight wasn't a Pip.
Isn't it Gladys Knight and the Pips?
Yes, but she wasn't a Pip. The Pips were her backup singers.
Well, maybe she occasionally like faded into the background.
No. No, no. She was not a Pip.
The next one, Brittany, who blocked more shots individually in 2012 than any entire NCAA women's team. And it was like, Brittany, it's just like, okay, I know her name. At least I think I knew her name was Griner.
Right.
And she had just been in the news not too long ago, so that sort of helped.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But in that same area, right beneath it, 22 across, I minus. And the answer was, and I looked at that and I thought, oh, is that iodine?
Yeah, me too.
And so, because that is an element, right? Iodine is
yes,
an element.
Uh-huh.
It's like the element that doesn't get any respect. No one ever mentions iodine.
Right.
It's like, name an element. You'd be like, okay, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen. Iodine is something you get in the medicine cabinet, but it's clearly not a an element, but apparently it is. Anyways, but it was I minus. So I was thinking, oh, it's something to do with ions.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I was playing around with it, but it was iodide.
Iodide,
it's like,
yes.
Whoa. And then that the second D of iodide ran into 13 down, Northwestern follower, EDU.
Yes.
That was, I mean, you didn't find any of these hard?
Well, I did, but I mean, I did that wrong because I did put in iodine.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went back. And I thought, well, that can't be ENU. You wouldn't do Northwestern ENU. Oh, EDU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that might have been how I discovered it, too.
Uh-huh.
15 down, one who's barely acting, question mark, porn star.
Yeah, I got that right away. I thought that was a funny clue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, barely acting.
and speaking of sort of not maybe suitable for breakfast table conversation, 89 across, bodily function, question mark, was orgy.
Yes.
And bodily was spelled B-O-D-I-L-Y. So there was a pun on bodily, B-A-W-D-I-L-Y. Bodily, I would imagine that's how you spell that too. I thought that was very clever.
Oh, uh-huh.
Or maybe it was just body. No.
That would be body, body, B-A-W-D-Y.
But is there such a word as bodily, I wonder? bodily, we'll just take a quick, it's defined in the Cambridge English Dictionary.
Okay, you're right.
Uh-huh. So I think that's what they were going for.
Oh, okay.
That was just like, whoa, that is a multi-layer pun there. And right next to, 15 across, tap alternative, psst,
yes.
P-S-S-T. That was hard.
That was very hard, yes.
And it didn't help that the second letter of the first S of psst was board game popular in Japan, shogi.
Shogi, yes. Like, I was trying all the vowels, and I'm like, well, that's not working.
Mm-hmm.
So then, yeah, I just thought, well, there's no other word. It has to be a vowel.
Right.
But then I figured, oh, tap, like you tap someone. Psst.
Right. First I was thinking about like beer.
Me too. Uh-huh.
And then I was thinking, oh, it has something to do with an app. And instead of tap, you would click. But of course, that wouldn't fit.
No.
Mm-hmm. And long press was definitely out.
Uh-huh.
36 across, How I Met Your Mother, narrator Bob. Bob Saget?
Saget.
Saget?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have no idea who that person is.
Oh.
I'm sure they're famous.
He was a famous comedian. He just passed away last year.
Oh, okay. Oh. Sorry to hear that. I'll have to go back and listen to their stuff, I guess. 30 down, high register was falsetto.
It's
like, that was good.
Yes, that was good.
And then somewhere in that same, 27 down, intended. So it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 letters I wrote down meant to.
Yes, me too.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Obviously, it took you less time to realize that it was not meant to, but fiancé.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
kind of intended.
Yes.
I mean, this whole crossword, apart from the theme, I understood that all the other clues were going to be hard.
Yes.
You know,
were a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, 80, was it 82 across? Yes. Mexican garments, as they're spelled in Mexico, and it was serapes.
Right.
And I think that's how you spell them here, too. I was like, oh, maybe they put an I at the end instead of an E.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was S-A-R-A-P-E-S.
That first S of serapes was part of 42 down, comedian who said, I once spent a year in Philadelphia. I think it was on a Sunday. Was W.C. Fields.
Yes.
That was brilliant. I didn't know 66 across. Vegetable with striped and golden varieties. Beet.
Right.
Did you know that?
No.
I guess I was going for bean. But
well, I got the T and it was four letters, so I thought it's got to be beet. What other vegetable is there? So it's like that. But
and that second E of beet ran into 48 down, urban scavenger, alley cat.
Right.
It's like, oh, that was good.
I put feral cat to begin with, but then that was an A. I think it's F-E-R-A-L, right, feral?
F-E-R-A-L, yes.
Yeah, so I thought, well, it can't be that because I was pretty sure beet was right.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked 71 down, timely thing to arrive on, the dot.
Yes.
That was a good clue.
Uh-huh. 58 across, they're found beneath sinkholes. And I'm like, okay, some sort of, like pipes or some sort of like a magma pit or something. It was pea traps.
That's right.
It's like, oh, that kind of a sink.
Yes.
It's like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And 76 across, website feed inits, RSS.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was able to figure that out. That R was part of 59 down. Title for multiple Marias and Annas in history, Serena. And I'm like, wow. I was just in awe at how hard this crossword was for me.
Yeah.
And the one next to it, 60 down, pillage. For some reason, I'm not sure why, but I started off with waylaid. Which is not the same as pillage.
No.
And eventually I sort of bashed it into the correct answer of ransack.
Right.
But that was hard too. I'm just griping here. It's like I didn't understand the theme. Everything else was hard. I mean,
you persevered and got it done.
Well, it was a close call though. And where did I end up? It was with iodide.
Oh, yes.
Because I looked everywhere else, and just like everything else appears to be perfect, which I've said many times when it's not the case. But let's see. 102 across. It's 1 foot long. I am.
Yes.
That was clever.
I always get that. I don't really understand what I am.
It's 1 foot.
It's 1 foot. Well, I know it's...
It has something to do with
poetry.
It has something to do with pentameters.
Oh.
We might have to look that up. That could be a fun fact Friday.
Well, I should learn what that is because it's in the crossword so often and it always trips me up. So.
I believe Papa used to say that. I am what I am.
Well, yeah.
listeners, I should point out that the word we were actually saying, 102 across, it's 1 foot long, is spelled I-A-M-B, but I believe the B is silent. Or that could be another, oh, that's how you pronounce it. Excuse for a session on that. Let's see. What else was there? I mean, just everywhere. Oh, 57 across. Prince William to Charles and Diana. Elder son.
Right.
Oh, that was hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it didn't help that 44 down gave the first E of elder son. Mother rabbit. I had D-O. And I was thinking, maybe it's doe. Maybe it's dog. Maybe it's something else. I don't know, maybe a mother rabbit, maybe they always have like these slang words that no one thinks of. It's just like, yeah, that rabbit over there, it's really a dog. And next to that, 50 down, author Mario Vargas Llosa.
Yes. They've had that in quite often.
Yeah, I don't know, defined quite often.
oh dear, we're going to look it up. But
well, I mean, you know, I just want to make it clear that 15 is not often.
Sometimes it's blank, blank, los, you know, sometimes it's the first word, or sometimes it's the middle word.
It is always a...
Look up Vargas, V-A-R-G-A-S.
Well, I mean, almost all these clues, and it started, the first time it appeared was in 1999, mm-hmm. when it was clued as author Mario Vargas blank. Almost all the clues have mentioned Mario Vargas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's apparently it's never shown up before shorts. Perhaps Llosa has never shown up before shorts. Mm-hmm. I guess I just don't know anything that Llosa has written. Have to check that out. 51 down, drive home, question mark. USB ports.
Yeah, that was a toughie.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then next to that, 52 down, Singer Knowles. Solange?
Solange.
Is that the first name or the...
Yes, that's the first name.
Solange Knowles.
Yes.
Okay.
She and Beyonce and another woman were whatever, Destiny's Child, before Beyonce broke out on her own.
And became really famous.
I think that's right.
But how long would it take Beyonce to do this crossword? That's what I want to know. Sure, she can sing, but can she do the Sunday crossword?
She would get that one right, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. 73 down, newspaper debut of 9/15/82, USA Today.
That's right.
I was like, how am I supposed to know? You know,
once I got the U and the S and the A, I'm like, oh, it's USA Today.
Yeah. And that ran into that 92 across. Sadness at the last Boston Green being taken, e.g. Donut Despair. And it was just like, yeah, Donut Despair is what I am doing right now. I'm despairing.
Dear.
Yeah, I know. I was, like I said, epic struggle. I liked how they had 36 down was, let's see if I can find it here. Oops. 35 down was who blank, and 37 down was blank who, and 35 down turned out to be else, as in who else, mm-hmm. and 37 down was guess who.
Yes.
So I thought that was sort of fun how they put those two clues next to one another.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if there's much else. I mean, I think we've talked about every single word in the... Oh, there's just like a lot to talk about in this grid. I mean, it was pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Even if I didn't understand the theme, I understood the rest of it. And I guess there wasn't that much pop culture. Although, I mean, they had Griner, they had Solange.
Solange.
They had P-Trap.
I guess. Bob Saget. Saget, maybe.
Okay, well, we may have to. They had Losa. All right. Well, I think that's it for today then. So thanks, everyone, for listening. We have this idea, by the way, that we've been sort of mulling over. Every week, as you know, on Saturday, we pick the Jam Katwa, the Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award. We're going to put up like a poll on, I don't know, maybe Thursday or Friday and see if anyone has opinions. We will not look at the poll before we pick our Jam Katwa, but I think it would be interesting to see what people think.
Yeah.
So we're going to try that for this week. We'll be putting it up on Thursday, so on our Facebook page, Gene and Mike do the New York Times Crossword. So make sure you check that out, and then vote early and often.
Well, they can't really vote till Saturday.
Well, they can't vote till Saturday. That's true, because we want to include that. But we'll put the... Yeah, maybe we should just put it up on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then look on Saturday after we've made our decision.
Right.
We will not be influenced, although, again, if you want to try and bribe us by sending us a 20, it won't make any difference because...
We pick our own Jam Katwa.
That's right. We are incorruptible or possibly uncorruptible, non-corruptible, decorruptible. All right. That is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.